Global markets are trembling again today. Stocks around the world have fallen in response to President Trump's announcement that he plans to impose $60 billion in tariffs on China. The U.S. also launched a formal complaint against China's intellectual property practices at the World Trade Organization today. Meanwhile, China is retaliating. It announced its own tariffs on U.S. goods in response to President Trump's earlier measures on steel and aluminum that go into effect today. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. Hi there, Mike.
Hi, Meghna.
Okay, so this market response, I mean, are they responding as if a trade war is underway?
I think it's a lot about what they expect this could possibly balloon into. I've seen a few financial analysts refer to game theory and trying to figure out how it will all play out. And that sort of really speaks to the uncertainty surrounding where it could go next. That's this common cliche that markets hate uncertainty. But there's actually a lot of truth to that cliche. And I think we're seeing a lot of that play out in the markets right now as people try to figure out, you know, exactly how far each side will go in this trade tension.
Okay, well, what about some specific industries then? I imagine U.S. agriculture isn't too happy that China is proposing tariffs on fruit, nuts, wine, pork, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. Agriculture is definitely one of the industries most at risk of retaliation. So we've seen stocks like the tractor company Deere get hit. But agriculture is not a huge element in the stock market. What's interesting is that the recent weakness in stocks has really been very widespread among many multinational companies, you know, financial companies, raw material producers, technology, industrial companies, all got pretty beaten down yesterday. Boeing specifically has been threatened for retaliation, and its shares have taken a beating. And some of the big industrial companies like Caterpillar and 3M were very weak yesterday. So it's pretty widespread, the damage that was done yesterday.
Oh, okay, so in that case, I mean, could this be enough to maybe put the brakes on this almost decade-long bull market we've been having?
Hey, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, I think the speculation is that President Trump is so proud of the progress the stock market made under his term that would sort of restrain him from being too aggressive in these protectionist measures. But that's yet to really seem to faze him yet. He seems to have taken the weakness in the stock market in stride. So that's sort of surprising to a lot of people, I think.
You know, I have to say, though, that the Trump administration going after China for what it sees as intellectual property issues or Chinese malfeasance on this front, I mean, they actually have an argument to make, don't they? In this case, it seems to be more of an issue with something that China's much more worried about than, say, you know, the Trump administration's argument on steel or aluminum.
Yeah, I think there is certainly a case to be made on the president's part that China has very lopsided policies towards the rest of the world. So, you know, ultimately, it could be the type of thing that the World Trade Organization takes up and decides. But for now, it's very much, you know, a lot of tension about exactly how aggressive China will be in responding. And a WTO case could take a long time to resolve. So there could be a lot of uncertainty in the meantime.
Hmm. Well, Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, talking us through maybe something that looks a little bit like a trade war between the U.S. and China, or at least the markets are maybe reacting to it as such. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you, Megan.